Welcome to the Caribbean Water and Sewage Association's podcast. I am your presenter, Ignatius Jean. I'm the executive director at the Caribbean Water and Sewage Association. And in case you are trying to wonder who we are and what we are all about, the Caribbean Water and Sewage Association is an association of 12 water and sewage utilities in the Caribbean. We are registered under the Companies Act of St. Lucia since 2010, and we are headquartered in St. Lucia. Our products and services are many and varied, and they include providing support services to our member utilities, which include employee development, such as training workshops, attachments, operator certification, examinations, remedial training, continuing education, networking through sector collaboration, publications, conferences, internships, advocacy, advising our utilities on dealing with policy and regulations, research, including studies, surveys, projects, benchmarking, and overall utility development, including inspections and classifications, and management and technical support, and particularly support in disaster risk management and response. This year, I will be telling you a little about this year's conference. We hold a biannual conference for our operators. Last year, our conference was held in Dominica. And this year, we are going to host it in St. Lucia. The Water Operators Conference is designed as a platform for water operators to discuss real issues and to find practical solutions, as well as to cultivate innovations and inspire synergies that will enable us to address present and future challenges in the Caribbean's water and sewage sectors. This sixth Water Operators Conference will be held in St. Lucia from the 26th to the 28th of June, 2019, in collaboration with our host utility, the Water and Sewage Company, WASCO, of St. Lucia. The Water Operators Conference is designed as a platform for water operators and partners to deal with many challenges that we face in the region, as I've said before. It is the only conference of its kind that targets water and sewage operators in the Caribbean region. The theme of this year's conference is teaming with water operators, building climate-resilient water utilities. This is in partial fulfillment of CAWASA's contribution to the implementation of Component 5, capacity building and public education for climate resilience of the Regional Strategic Action Plan, the RSAP, for governance and climate resilience in the water sector in the Caribbean. This RSAP was presented at the 14th High-Level Forum of Caribbean Ministers Responsible for Water, HLF 14, at the Caribbean Water and Wastewater Association's 27th Annual Conference and Exhibition at Montego Bay in October of 2018. The effects of climate change are being felt by all water utilities across the Caribbean region, manifesting in insufficient water supply due to frequent extreme weather events such as droughts, hurricanes, flash flooding, and resultant damage to infrastructure. Climate change exacerbates previous challenges that water utilities were already experiencing, such as watershed degradation, insufficient investments, weak supporting legislation, inadequate tariff regimes, poor information management, high levels of non-revenue water, and weak integrated water resource management systems. As climate change bears down on the Caribbean region, this situation is turning dangerous for public health and economic growth. Rapid learning and adoption of new resiliency and source water protection measures are absolutely essential. Building resilience of utilities is more than just investing in infrastructure, however. It also requires investing in the people in the utilities who are ultimately responsible for the efficient operations and maintenance of these assets. Training of the operators is a fundamental element in improving water utilities. The conference provides an excellent opportunity to introduce the Regional Strategic Action Plan to our operators and to receive their feedback on the implementation strategies from an operational perspective. The conference allows operators to showcase best practices and experiences at their respective utilities through technical presentations. Participants regularly tell us that they value the technical presentations and the opportunity to network with their colleagues from the other islands. A unique feature of the conference is the Water Operators Competition, organized for the operators to test their competence in areas directly related to their functions. This practical aspect of the conference generates tremendous excitement owing to the intensity of the competition, which requires speed, precision, dexterity, and quick thinking to ultimately complete tasks within the allotted time. As in previous years, there are exciting prizes for the first, second, and third place winners. A new feature of the conference is a field study, tour on the third and final day of the conference, where the operators will have an opportunity to visit some of WASCO's facilities and major capital projects. In that case, on day three, the operators will visit the Denry North Water Treatment Plant, the John Compton Dam, where there's the rehabilitation work has already commenced, and it will end at the T.R. Thiebles Water Treatment Plant at Ciceron in Castries. Of course, day one, the conference begins with a short opening session at the Bay Gardens. This is a conference venue, the Bay Gardens Hotel at Rodney Bay in Groseillers, St. Lucia, and which will include welcome remarks by the chairman of the board of directors of WASCO in St. Lucia, remarks from the president of CAWASA. The keynote speaker this year is Mr. Bernard Etinoff, who has considerable experience in the water sector. Mr. Etinoff, who has weathered the devastating storms and led his dedicated team of men and women in restoring the island's water supply systems in short order, under the most debilitating conditions and with minimal resources after the passage of tropical storms Erica and the worst one, Hurricane Maria, in 2017. So we have every confidence that participants will be treated to an amazing and stimulating keynote from one who epitomizes the essence of resilience. We also have remarks. We obviously, the conference is being held in St. Lucia, and we hope to have the presence of the minister responsible for water in St. Lucia, as well as the remarks from the general manager of WASCO. We have, continuing on that day, the whole rationale for selecting our topic is that our directors thought that, you know, the RSAP, which was presented to the ministers, most times these instruments and documents remain within the realm of the high-level management and at that level and policymakers. But ultimately, the people who do the nuts and bolts are our operators, and it was felt that we should be able to distill and empower them with all that information so that we can be better prepared for the implementation of this action plan. And so we will have a presentation to open the representative of the Caribbean Water and Wastewater Association who led the development of this regional strategic action plan. We will introduce the subject to our operators. We expect to have a case study presented by WASCO, the host utility. We are also expecting a presentation from one of our partners in the desalination sector. They will present on the role of reverse osmosis systems in increasing resilience in the water sector in the Caribbean. And CARIBDA, that is the association, Caribbean Desalination Association, will deliver that presentation. And we have one of our experienced wastewater engineers, Mr. Alphonsus Daniel, will be presenting on building climate resilience in the wastewater systems. We also will set up a little differently this year, and we have been able to get some of our communications officers from our sister utilities. We will have at least three of them on a panel to sort of engage the operators in finding the right modules and the right mix in communicating a lot of the issues as we try to build resilience in the water sector. And so we will have this very interesting panel discussion. One of the staples on our menu for our water operators conferences is occupational hygiene. And this year, we will have our occupational health and safety consultant, Mr. Lesmore Magua, will be presenting to our operators on occupational hygiene for operators. On the afternoon of this first day, we will again have the panels where our operators, because this is their conference, we will have the first panel reviewing certain climate risks to the water utilities and sharing the experiences from the different utilities. And so that we're going to have a panel comprising the APUA of Antigua, who will be presenting on climate risks to desalination systems. The Barbados Water Authority will respond to water scarcity in Barbados, St. Kitts and Nevis, tapping into deep aquifers to build resilience. They will be sharing their own experiences with that. The WASCO of Dominica will be presenting on some of the steps they took to build back better after Hurricane Maria. And then the second panel will comprise WASCO, will present on their ongoing project on non-revenue reduction in St. Lucia. The Central Water and Sewage Authority of St. Vincent and the Grenadines will be speaking on building resilience through improved infrastructure design. And Nawasa of Grenada will be presenting on the implementation of climate resilience projects in Grenada, and they will be letting us know a lot of what they did in accessing funding from the Green Climate Fund to undertake some major projects in Grenada. And there's the case of the Water Authority of the Cayman Islands will tell us some of what they have been doing as far as climate and disaster resilience is concerned in the Cayman Islands. And then on day two, we will have a few guests coming to make presentations. Particularly, we are very pleased that we are going to have a representative, Mr. John Solvey, of the ABC, that is the Association of Boards of Certification of the U.S., and they will be presenting on buying into the importance of knowledge, that is for professional operators. We have been working at Kawasa to develop and enhance our online platforms for tutoring our operators and so that they can prepare for the ABC exams. And Dr. Kathy James, Kathy James Springer, a professional curriculum developer, has been helping us with putting together this software, and we'll be presenting on the new tutorial system, online tutorial system, that we are going to roll out very shortly. We have Miss Mary Howell of Backflow Management, Inc. of the United States will be giving us some insights and some of their own experiences as their professional trainers and educators in the water sector. We'll give some advice to our operators on their preparation for operator certification examinations, as well as some of the other technical issues related to backflow management. We also have support coming from the Global Water Partnerships Caribbean. They will have their new regional coordinator, Ms. Simone Lewis, will be presenting on climate resilience in the water sector. We have the CAFA, the Caribbean Public Health Agency, another key partner, will be presenting on capacity building on particularly water resources management and climate change. We also have a team of partners out of Trinidad who will be presenting on water quality monitoring techniques for operators. That team is coming along with Mr. Owen Gill, who delivers a lot of the tutorial programs for participants out of Trinidad. And, of course, we are very thankful to have several of our sponsors will be present, and they too will have an opportunity to make presentations at the conference. They will also have many of their exhibits on display, and we will invite the public to come in and pop in on our conference and see what is taking place at this very important conference for our operators. And I'd like to take the opportunity to thank companies such as Fluence, Suez, WaterTech, Florida Aquastores, Core & Main, Ecohision, MD Distribution R3 Water, Chromoflow, Danforce, Isrotech, Permastore, Environmental Products Caribbean, Owen Gill Training and Consultancy, DLB Engineering, the CDB, IDB Invest, Vinci Construction, Mega Contracting of St. Lucia. And these are some of our main sponsors, and we want to thank them immensely for the support they have given us. And all our member utilities, and particularly our host utility, Wasco, for all the support in putting this conference together. So we hope that our operators will have a great time at this conference. We also hope that the public will get to know a lot more of what is happening in the water sector. And we trust that all will participate fully in all aspects of the conference and make this Six Water Operators Conference truly memorable. Thank you very much, and we will keep you posted through our online platforms with live live broadcasts of the proceedings of the conference, which we will find on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. We will also be giving regular updates in various both social and regular media on the presentations at the conference. So we hope that our operators in the region will be able to join us through social media to follow the conference. This is our podcast from Kawasa. Thank you for listening, and see you soon in St. Lucia for the Six Water Operators Conference at the Bay Gardens, Rodney Bay, in Groseillers, St. Lucia. Bye.